Well, Mr. I know that you have a great deal of knowledge of the history of Allen County, and particularly Eastern Allen County and this community. Did you tell me that your grandfather or great-grandfather settled on this particular location?
My great-grandfather.
And do you know about what year or approximately?
About 1845.
Now, did he come directly from France?
Directly from France. They first came to Ohio, to a little settlement for 2 or 3 weeks where there was a French settlement, and then came down the old canal to Fort Wayne, and then settled at a location that became known as Besançon, because the ancestors of all the people come from around Besançon, France.
Now, is Besançon in Alsace-Lorraine?
No, Besançon is up in the corner, real close to Switzerland and Germany.
Oh, yes. That would be... I'm trying to think of some large city down that area. Strasbourg would not be too far away, perhaps? Or
Some of my ancestors did come from Strasbourg. On my grandmother's side, the also came here, but they came from Strasbourg. And they spoke both German and French. They're very mixed, as you know, around Strasbourg.
Yes. And I suppose Besançon, is it?
Yes.
Would be south of Strasbourg?
I think so.
Switzerland.
That's correct, yes.
We'll see how. Well, let's see, it was your great-grandfather then who came to Ohio.
Yes.
And lived in a small French settlement there for a short time.
Just a short time.
And this must have been in northeast-western Ohio.
Correct.
Close to the canal.
Yes.
And came on into this area about 1845.
That's right.
That canal was opened up. Well, I guess work was started on it around 32. I forget.
I think
it was.
That's proper.
And if you go back, do you have any, your father or great-grandfather would have left France then in about 1844 or something,
To the best of my knowledge, that's correct.
And do you have any idea of what motivated him to come to America?
Well, heard my father, was born after my grandfather died, so all my hearsay is through my father, and he said that the people were poor, and land holdings was very small, and of course they'd heard of America, and there was a settlement of French people in Ohio who wrote back and told of the possibilities in America, and a lot of the more adventuresome ones, I would say, left France and came to America.
The more ambitious,
adventurous. That's right.
Those who are willing to take a chance.
That's right.
But he was a farmer, I assume, then.
That's right. They lived in little villages and had a small tract of land on the outside of town. And I heard my father say, they said that maybe two families would divide a hog for the year's meat. Meat was that scarce in the village where they lived.
That makes it very vivid, doesn't it?
That's right.
Understand just what economic conditions were like.
That's right.
I noticed when I was near Metz at Chamblay in 61 that this condition of this kind of farming apparently still prevails. The farmers live in the village and then they farm the surrounding land.
And also I've heard others say on account of compulsory military training, I think in France at that time, every young man had to spend